Thank you and welcome to today's show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show for this Monday. Today is the 13th of June. Monday the 13th, not Friday, huh? Yeah, all right. So anyway, today we have something. I love these shows. Bob Green, I can't get enough of Bob. And I can't get enough of Bob Green Today, which is his little news show. I don't know what Bob hoped to achieve with Bob Green Today, but I think he wanted to be another Chuck Todd only. Yeah, Chuck Todd only a little more butch. Oh, my God. Good God, General. Well, anyway, Bob Green Today with Ted Bell, Chef Carl Cedilia, Justin McElroy, and more about, quote, delivering meat and Ted's bathroom habits. Delivering meat to Ted, that is. So let's check this out now, folks, from June of 2021, the 28th, I think, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, in conjunction with Fraser Foods of Buena Park, California, presents Bob Green Today, one of the top daily journals of news, information, and goings-ons in all of the digital world. Yes, at one time, Bob Green held forth on the radio. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
I was just saying to the general, you don't have to give him all that. Don't give him the whole history. Although I did start with Phil Hendry in his days as a radio jockey or a shock jock or whatever the deal was, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say it was a shock jock.
Well, a lot of people thought that when Phil was a radio jockey, he was doing a shock, you know, he shocked the shock jock. What's everybody looking at? All right. Anyway, welcome to... I can move on? Are you telling me? All right. Sorry, it's been a while since I've hosted the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, so-called, and I'm not really hosting the world-famous... Can we start this all over again? But Phil says that we're doing that too much. Can we start this all over again?
Go ahead, bud.
Yes, sir.
From the El Pacifico studios of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, it's Bob Green Today. Yes, striding into town. Striding into town and sometimes riding into town, dismounting, tying his horse up, and heading on into the saloon to see what trouble can be stopped before it starts. It's Bob Green.
And
Bob Green Today, excuse me.
Thanks so very, very much. And, of course, when the general says... I'm seeing what trouble can be stopped. What I'm trying to do is just give information. I don't think I'm some kind of a... I'm not the sheriff. I'm not riding into town and thinking I'm going to stop a fist fight or a gunfight. Figuratively speaking, I wear a leather chap. Just to get... This is in the mind's eye. How I view myself, figuratively. I don't actually go out into the world in leather chaps. I was told he wouldn't do that. Bud, stop it.
I'm sorry, sir.
You make those... bug eyes and
he when you said wearing chaps,
I would ask everybody here, and Mr. Hendry assured me, just we'll edit it out. Yeah, sure.
Well, you doubt us?
I've been told that when I've asked to have things edited out, they don't get edited out.
Well, we assume you listen to the show, right?
Yes, I listen to the show, but I don't remember what's from one minute to the next, what's supposed to be in, what is supposed to be out. Let's just edit this whole garbage pit of a beginning.
Start again, bud. Mr. Hendry said, start again, bud.
Yeah, start it again if you don't mind, which I'm sure you do. But I need it started again.
From the studios of the Phil Hendry Show's shit.
Again.
From the world-famous Phil Hendry Show studios in the El Pacifico of Southern California, it's Bob Green Today, striding into town or riding, dismounting or simply going up the steps into the town saloon or city hall to find out what's wrong and trying to correct.
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Hi, folks, it's Bob Green, and welcome to Bob Green Today. We like to think of this as a news magazine of the digital platform, airwaves, whatever this is. And we've started and stopped the beginning, just truth and lending here. All right. We've started and stopped this show three times now because I have a certain way I want to be perceived. I'm a grocer. I am the CEO of Fraser Foods. but I like to think of myself as someone who very confidently is striding into town, and I'm making the motions with my arms. If you could ask him,
Bud, stop it. All I'm doing is...
Yeah, but you look at me, Bud, and I can almost see the laugh starting to form. Bud is young, and he may be young. He may be young, and forgive me for saying this, but if he wants to get any older than he is today, stop it.
Oh, my God.
All right, there's no need to threaten the boy.
I like to see myself as striding into town figuratively and giving the information necessary for people to have a good life. A good life, exactly. Thank you, Ms. Gray. I am Bob Green. I'm joined by General Galen Shaw, Margaret Gray, and Bud Dickman. And I understand that Frank Gray is on the line. Now, one of the reasons why, we've got him right now, right? But one of the reasons why I called him is we had a situation arise here on Friday. I was the guest of Ted Bell as he was podcasting or netcasting live from his restaurant in Beverly Hills, California. And it was at that time that I attempted to be very, very clear and honest in what I was asked by Leon Berube of the Beverly Hills Backslap with regard to Mr. Bell's toilet habits. Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but yes, he said, I mentioned, all right, did you initiate it, though? Look, I'm not going to be grilled here. This is Bob Green today.
Yeah, but I just asked, did you initiate it?
And I'm especially not going to be, all right, hold on. The question will be asked, though, Bob, and I think the audience is waiting for an answer. You initiated contact with Leon Berube. Leon Berube came into the prime rib room. Have some water. Leon Berube came into the prime rib room at Ted's of Beverly Hills and was asking around, going up to people at the bar, going up to people at tables and saying, you see anything about, I heard something about Bell having explosive, excuse me for saying this, ladies and gentlemen, explosive diarrhea. And I said to him, I said, what a horrible thing, because I was at the bar, I was talking to Rudy Canoza, and it had been a long day. You
drove all the way up from Buena Park?
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that's a long drive.
Well, I wanted a good steak, and I can't think of a better place, because as you know, Bob Green, and again, this is an advertising slogan, in keeping with the style of advertising slogan that Ted Bell does, Bob Green delivers a load of meat to Ted. Bob Green delivers a load of meat to Ted Bell once a week.
Whether he likes it or not.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's why I was there, because I had driven up behind our delivery truck, Joe Cifotti and the guys, right?
Yes.
They said, and I said, look, you know what? I'm going to follow you guys up there because I think I'd like to have a steak. I'm going to have a couple of drinks. I'm going to relax. Maybe I'll get a room over there at the Beverly Wilshire, whatever. I don't even know what they got.
Where'd you wind up staying?
Oh, my God. All right.
None of my business.
So, Four Seasons.
All right.
So, there I was, and I hear this guy, Bruby, hey, what do you know about explosive diarrhea? And I said to him, where do you get off? Well, that was a very rude question. Exactly. I said, where do you get off asking a question? He said, who are you? I said, let me tell you who I am. I deliver the meat to this place. Well, he got interested. He asked me. I said, I happen to have been in the restaurant that night.
All right, so that's where Berube got the information, and that's why Ted was taking such exception, because of the fact that it was, you know, out on the air.
All right, but I was trying to explain to him, okay, that I was an innocent party. He simply asked, what did you see? And truth and lending, look, let me ask you a question. What possible benefit is it for me to tell Leon Berube at the Beverly Hills Backslap, or anybody, even if it was the New York Times, oh yeah, by the way, Ted Bell had explosive diarrhea, came flying out of the men's room, and immediately started making hamburger patties and pizza dough with his hands unwashed. What benefit? I would think there's none, because it is Fraser Food meat. Exactly. So I was...
All right, can I say something?
What?
You had a couple, maybe two, three tits. I know, because I talked to Rudy Canoza.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it. All right, so you
primarily opened your mouth because you were drunk.
No, 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 no. That is exactly what you just admitted to, Bob. You had too much to drink. You're saying that you did not stand to benefit by telling the truth.
You know, why did I ever agree to do this bullshit? Watch the language, please.
All right.
What?
Play some music or something. Get me out of this. Ted Bell is next, ladies and gentlemen, on the Bob Green Today Report. Jesus.
Bob Green Today on the world-famous Phil Henry Show will continue with Ted Bell in just a minute.
Hey, Frank. Thanks very much. I just got a buttered bun over here at Bun-O-Matic. Thanks a lot. This is Frank Gray, and I want to tell you, you should get yourself a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. It'll blow your mind. It's so wonderful. There's so many things.
Right.
I just ordered. What am I? Oh, I got back
right.
in line. I'm sorry. This is Frank. No, I don't want anything. This is Frank Gray. No, this is Frank Gray. I don't want anything else. This is Frank Gray. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website.
All right. You're closing me at 7:47.
I don't want any of this shit. I just don't. This is Frank Gray. Get a subscription to the. Did I already go through the line? I guess I got to get back in line to get my stuff. This is Frank Gray.
Right.
Yeah, give me a buttered. Give me a buttered bun.
All right.
And give me a fully buttered, fully loaded.
All right. Shit. It's closing at 7:47.
That's
thank
nice.
You.
This is Frank Gray, and I'm here to tell you that.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll do it, Frank. Thanks for the buttered bun. Get a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com.
And now back to Bob Green Today on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And thanks a lot, General Shaw. This is Bob Green, and this is Bob Green Today, and we are going to welcome on now Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Getting up on line number two
Steakhouse.
There.
Thank you.
Come on
hey, Ted, it's Bob Green, and welcome to Bob Green Today.
Yeah, turn it down with you. I just got the word that,
Hold on for a minute.
We wanna put our meat in your mouth.
There you go. Ted Bell joining us here on Bob Green Today. And, Ted, the reason why I have you on is to sort of clarify some of the things that were said on the show, on the Ted Bell show on Friday.
First of all, I got the feeling that we're on the air, and I'm praying to God that's not the case.
Yes, well, yes, we are on the air, Ted. You gave your go-ahead.
Oh, my God, are you kidding?
Ted, you gave the go-ahead for it.
I know that, but I wanted you to give me the heads. Don't just call me cold. Trudy tells me that there's a phone call. I said, who is it? They said, Bob Green. I said, I want it. So we're on the air right now?
Yeah, Ted, we're on the air right now. I mean, as per arrangement.
Oh, my God.
Well, what's the matter, Ted, before you start breaking down like a 5-year-old?
What are you talking about?
Ted, you sound like you're a little kid just choking up.
First of all, I was on talking about having diarrhea, and now I can't get beyond.
Hey, listen, Ted, this is Bob Green. All I want to do...
You had me last week on my show. You're talking about delivering a load of meat to me on a regular basis. You know, which I understand the double entendre, and I get it.
Wait a minute, Ted. Hold on.
No,
hold on for a minute. This is Bob Green Today, all right? Okay?
Yay! Bob Green Today. Big man.
Hey, Ted, you're the guy that says we want to put our meat in your mouth. Every time you hear that jingle, you're like, yeah, got to get the meat into your mouth. I come up with something that I thought was very, very catchy, and it's also true, and I don't mean anything dirty by it, which is Bob Green delivers his meat to Ted Bell.
Well, see, Lee's laughing about it.
What is with you, Bell? You sound like you're a 5-year-old about to get a shot in the ass or something.
I'm trying to tell you that last week, the phone calls that I got from people saying, if you're coming directly from the toilet to making a hamburger, why give me a good reason why I...
I was asked that question by Leon Berube.
I know all about Leon Berube. Berube told me, and this has been verified tonight, you were drunk. correct?
Yes, I was. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said a thing. But you know that you came out of that...
All right, so, God damn it, man.
You know, Bell, I don't think I've ever heard you so emotionally out of control in my life. There you are. Wait, hold on for a minute, General. It's the Bob Green...
Yeah, don't forget, General, it's Bob Green today. Let's talk about something, okay? Let's talk about the fact...
But first of all, the reason why I want to talk to you, I wanted to bury the hatchet, make sure there was no hard feelings.
Are you kidding me?
Look at Ted, if you don't mind, it's Margaret. You're going to have to chill that out, or I would recommend to Bob that he hang up on you.
Oh, boy.
All right, no, listen, I want to hear from Ted, but
I'm what?
You're sounding like an infant.
Well, Ted's coming on here and talking to me about...
No kidding, Ted, that sounded good.
Well, do me a favor then and do something you guys have never done before for me. Edit all of this out, okay?
I'll edit it out, Mr. Bell, I swear to God.
Do you swear?
Yes, sir, I do.
You swear you'll edit out all the parts?
Edit out all the parts where you got emotional.
That's all I care about, okay?
Yes, sir, I will do that.
Okay, so what do you want to tell me now, Green? Last week, you're talking about the fact that I come busted out of the bathroom with explosive diarrhea.
That was your way of explaining it. That you told me that.
Right, but you're talking to Leon Berube?
Let Bob say what he has to say.
Go ahead.
All right. I wanted to say that I was sorry, that I don't think it did any damage.
Oh, you don't think... For a solid 24 hours, I'm listening to people calling me in my office...
Hey, Ted, come on. This is very unlike you.
All right, okay. But people calling me in my office and saying, hey, are you going to be washing your hands anytime this month? And the other one, I love this one. This was from Jake O'Herlihy down the street. The guy has the rib place down. He says, how many times do you go to the toilet before you then wash your hands? Just want to let my customers know in case they want to go down and have a Ted steak. I mean, it just never. And then on top of that, Bob, on top of that is this advertising slogan that you're using, that you're saying that I gave you carte blanche to use because I say I got to get the meat in the mouth or whatever it is that I say. I don't even say that.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
I know what it is, General, but the fact is that here's Bob Green saying, well, as long as he says that, he can say, once a week I deliver my meat to Ted Bell.
You know something? If I knew you were this much of a pussy, I never would have had you back on my show.
Your show? I had you on my show. I was going to advertise the fact that you deliver...
Did I deliver a load of my meat to your restaurant?
I was going to promote the fact that we had a working arrangement. Let's put it that way. I didn't know that you were going to take the opportunity to say, yeah, hi, I'm Bob Green, and Ted Bell takes a load of my meat once a week.
You're going to probably... Mr. Henry...
Oh, my God. Phil's on the line.
Who?
Phil Henry's on the phone.
Oh, for
Phil, go ahead. It's Bob Green.
Yeah, listen, Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Ted, you know, if the guy pissed you off, he pissed you off, you know?
Hey, Phil, you know, I would thank you.
Hold on for a minute, man. Let me just say, if the guy pissed you off, he pissed you off. Can I ask you something? Why aren't you hosting your show tonight?
I got other shit I got to do, okay? If the guy pissed you off, he pissed you off. But for you to keep on bringing up this whole he delivers a load of meat to me once a week,
I didn't bring it up. He did. What's wrong with you, man? Are you taking bitch pills this week or something?
Bitch pills.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You can't. You can't hang up.
Yeah, you can't hang up.
You can't hang up.
You can't hang up.
Can't hang up.
Let me guess. I can't hang up. You got it.
Yeah. Anything else, Phil?
No, that's it. You know, I tell you this. I do nothing but promote the Phil Henry Show, and to be put on the air on Friday night and now tonight, where on Friday night, here it is, Ted Bell. You might as well have just come on and said, hey, Ted Bell goes in his pants.
Ted, I apologize for using the phrase Bob Green delivers his load of meat to Ted Bell once a week. I thought it was a great way of promoting the business relationship that I'm very proud of that we have.
It wouldn't have been so bad were it not for the fact that it was happening in the middle of a show where you were already pointing out the fact that I had to go running from the toilet without washing my hands to make hamburger patties. Are you kidding me?
And this, as Phil said, taking the bitch pills.
You know what? May I hang up, please?
All right, go ahead, hang up.
Thank you. But I want to say...
There he is, Ted Bell. And we tried, like the devil, like the Dickens, we tried to make everything right with him.
I think he's going to be fine, but he's going to have to get over that, the panic.
Yeah, he went in a panic mode.
And this is, for those of you that missed it, this is from last week. When Leon Berube, and we had Leon on the show on Friday, or Ted had him on the show, where from last week I mentioned that Ted Bell had, I'd seen him leave the men's room without washing his hands after what he described as an episode of explosive diarrhea, went into the kitchen and began making hamburger patties. What we want to do now is bring on Chef Carl Cedilia, who can either verify or not, can back up or not, will come to Ted's defense or not, but we're trying to get to the bottom of this.
Well, let me ask you, why are you... This is... Excuse me, it's Bob Green today.
Chef Carl Cedilia, how are you?
Yes, thanks very much, Bob.
Can you verify what was happening in that kitchen on, I guess it was Wednesday of last week when we reported on it, Ted reported on it, or I did, I guess.
Well, you're the guy that started this chain of events. You were the one that spoke to the Beverly Hills Dance Lab. You talked to Leon Berube, and then this all came out on Ted's show on Friday night as he tried to, straighten things out with the audience. So you're asking me what is your question?
My question, after that big, long-winded speech you just gave, my question...
Well, excuse me, but I work for the guy. He's a partner of mine. The way you described it, you would think that Ted Bell came out of that toilet sniffing his hands and licking them as he went...
Oh, come on. Oh, my God, Chef.
Well, that's the way the guy's making it sound.
Look, I'm just saying what I saw. I was asked a direct question...
By a newspaper reporter. That's the problem. If you call the Beverly Hills Backslap a newspaper. But that was the problem. Now, to what happened in the kitchen. Ted came into the kitchen, and he, as I had mentioned to you, he sniffed both hands and said to me, they're good enough. And
well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means exactly that. He's the owner of the restaurant. And he's doing the best he can with what he's got.
Well, I'm going to jump in here now. Chef Cedilia, Ted Bell's doing the best he can with what he's got. The best he could do was wash his hands.
Yes, but he was helping out. We had one of the prep chefs didn't show up. We were light a busboy, light a dishwasher. It was just one of those nights where everything conspired to make things difficult to do. So we had a very short staff. Ted comes in and is helping out.
And you're saying that Ted Bell came in, sniffed both hands, and said they're good enough.
Yes. But I don't excuse...
That's my question. Do you think a man should do that having not washed his hands?
I don't excuse it. No. I don't excuse it.
Ted Bell on the phone.
Well, no, I don't... I'm not going to put him on the phone. He was screaming, yelling about wanting to...
You might as well, otherwise you're going to see he's being censored.
Yeah, Ted.
Hey, Ted, it's Chef Cedilia.
Oh, my God, you're on here talking about it? When it's...
All right, so that's... I'm not going to have that. I'm telling you right now.
Well, you know, he's going to keep calling back. And then I got a deal. Here he is right now. Fuck me. Okay, listen, can I use the phone? No, just grab it out of my hand, why don't you, okay? Good thing it's not my dick. Are you going to let that go out over the air?
No, we're going to edit that out.
Okay. I want to say one thing. All right. I did what I did. You're right. Chef Cedilia, I'm backing you up. You're backing me up how? I'm saying you came into the kitchen, I sniffed both hands and said, good enough?
That's what I'm talking about.
Come here. Give me those serving trays, Eddie. Not the serving trays.
Oh, no. Get out of here.
You hit him with the serving trays again. You know what? If Phil were hosting the show, he'd call the police.
Oh, bull.
What are you guys doing? Are you guys, do you actually work together?
I'm not going to have the guy stand here.
Yeah? Nothing.
I'm not going to have the guy stand here and contradict what I'm saying, butting in. I'm trying to tell you what happened, and I'm saying this in favor of Ted. It was a busy night. He didn't have time to wash his hands. So what do you want? You want the health department? We already got the health department down here.
I was going to say, I'll do it. Has the health department arrived?
Some guy came in a white coat. I don't know. But Ted's of Beverly Hills has never had any kind of a serious complaint along those lines, and I don't anticipate that they will. And I have to say to you, Bob, even though, yes, our slogan here is we got to get the meat in the mouth or whatever the hell it is, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Here, hey, don't you... We want to put our meat in your... You want to put your meat where? In my what? What an idiot, man. That's just like you, man. Yeah. So,
we want to put our meat in your mouth.
I know. So even though that is the slogan, you feel that gives you carte blanche to come up with, I deliver my meat load? Or...
No, I don't say that at all. I said I deliver a load of meat to Ted once a week. And I happen to think that's a damn good slogan. It shows the working relationship between Fraser Foods and Ted's of Beverly Hills. And the quality of meat that we deliver to Ted's of Beverly Hills is the top of the line stuff. And all of a sudden, this guy's running out of the bathroom. And he didn't wash.
Look, you know, I'm not going to defend it.
I think we've talked about this long enough and we should move on to other business. I agree.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well.
Yeah, me too.
Well, okay then, you know, so I can get back to making this ceviche. And...
All right, well, anyway, thanks very much, Chef Chedilia, and to the extent that Ted's, is he there?
Yeah, he's listening at the door.
Well?
I want to say I'm sorry, Ted, for any problems I may have caused you. I'm Bob Green.
Yeah, whatever. He says, thank you very much. This is Chef Carl.
And there is Chef Carl Chedilia and Ted Bell. And hopefully we've put a button on the events of Friday, which came back to bite all of us, I think. On the rear end. On the rear end, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Ted's is a respected advertiser, as you are, Bob. The fact that the two of you have a working relationship where you deliver the meat or whatever you say.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, that I can't laugh at it.
I don't know why I'm supposed to sit here and look at you laughing at an advertising slogan of mine because you think it's cute and funny, and you sit there holding your hand over your mouth and going, well, you do, bud.
I know. I'm God, man. Try to tell me that's not funny.
No, I don't think it is funny. But having said all of that, I'd like to put all of that to bed so that we can get to the business at hand, which is the weather that we've had here in Southern California. It's been very, very hot. And we have set up tents out in front of Fraser Foods in conjunction with Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is what I wanted to get to with Ted. You've got the ice buckets again. This is the thing. A lot of people didn't like this when you did this originally. I didn't get the idea. The idea I got from Ted Bell, who put large buckets of ice out in front of his restaurant, and you could bring your elderly relative, your father, mother, and you could put them in it. What do you mean, put them in it? I don't know how he did it. The way we're doing it is we have tents set up across the street from Fraser Foods in Buena Park. Your elderly mother, your aunt, your grandfather, whatever you got, you bring them down, sit them in our tent, we'll turn a fan on, and we got ice water, you know. All right, so and you turn a fan on where? On the people that are...
Oh, you turn the fan so it's you're cooling off the people.
Yes, we're cooling off the people that... The old people. You got to be... We're not going to do it for everybody. I had a couple of punk kids here last summer. Excuse me for saying punk kids, but we're trying to cool off the old people. So when I get a 17-year-old skateboard punk who goes, yeah, hey, can I sit down in front of the fan? No. And they flip you off and they shoot a snot rocket at you. Jesus Christ. And so that was a problem. We reached out to Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School to give us a read on why it would be that I should expect some young guys like you. Justin, how old are you?
I'm 17.
And you think that I'm supposed to have let you and your friends...
Well, first of all, I don't, you know anything about it.
But you know what I'm talking about. I mean, let guys, it's supposed to be for old people to sit there, sit in front of a fan and they get some ice water, you know.
Yeah, well, the whole reason why you said you did it is because you wanted publicity, so it looks like you're being nice to the old people. And, you know, if all they're doing is...
Wait a minute. What do you mean that's why I said that?
You were on the Mr. Henry Show.
You mean the Phil Henry Show?
Yeah, I mean the Phil Henry Show. And you were saying, yeah, how come I'm not getting any love for putting the old people in front of a fan and give them ice water?
The reason I said that because we're doing a good thing and nobody...
Yeah, nobody's telling you how great it is, so that's why I said, you know, so that's why you're talking about how, you know, you don't want no young skateboard punks, whatever you said. You know what? Never mind, man. I don't really give a shit. I don't really...
Get rid of that punk. This is Bob Green Today.
Bob Green Today, brought to you by the people at Flaco's. Flaco's. Everything you need and more is at Flaco's. Just ask, they deliver. With a smile on their face and just a tad of a lump in their slacks. And now back to more of Bob Green Today.
Thanks very much, General Galen Shaw. Well, we've had quite an epic show so far, with Ted Bell coming on this program, talking about all of the stuff that was... You know what? I don't feel like doing this anymore.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving.
You're supposed to do it.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Sit down. Turn it down. What's your story?
I don't feel like doing it anymore. I don't want to do it. I got to get back to my grocery store. First, we have Ted Bell. I don't want to do it anymore. Wait. First, we have Ted Bell.
Sit down.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I don't care if Phil does get pissed off.
All right, that's on you, not me.
Mr. Henry's going to call.
I don't care. First, we had Ted Bell acting like a juvenile. Now you're getting up and saying you don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it.
You don't want to do the Bob Green Today Show.
No.
Why?
It's too hard to do.
It's too what?
It's too hard to do. I don't want to do it anymore.
All right, get out of here.
Hey, bud, can you pull my car around?
Pull his car around.
God. I don't want to... I got a stomachache.
Yeah, you got a stomachache.
Well, go take care of your stomachache. Can I use the bathroom?
Oh, my God, man.
Well, yeah.
It's a gas pain, huh?
Yes.
Go.
This has been Bob Green Today. He doesn't feel like doing it anymore.
Bob Green Today, a presentation of The Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated.
Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved.
Oh, yeah, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Bob Green Today. Yeah, he doesn't feel like doing it anymore.
That was your wife said?
What?
Never mind.